Well, today is the 10th anniversary of the Northeast Blackout. Just after 4 p.m. on August 14th, 2003, a tree branch in Ohio started a power outage that led to one of the biggest blackouts ever. NPR has been taking a look back at that day and at the state of the power grid today. But we want to take a look at what many say is the grid's future. According to the Energy Information Administration, electricity generated from rooftop solar panels accounts for less than 1% of the power generated in the U.S. But the utilities are worried. Many around the country are asking regulators to reconsider an incentive program that gives people breaks for investing thousands of dollars in rooftop solar installation units. We're going to take a broader look, but we start in the West. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has the story of Colorado's Xcel Energy.
It's so quiet in Blake Jones' backyard, you'd never know that a little power plant was busy churning out energy on his roof. Jones runs a solar panel installation company called Namaste Solar. In 2006, this is one of the first installs he did, and last year he ended up buying the house.
It was just a fun bonus that Namaste Solar had installed the PV system here. So
you feel like you could trust it?
Yes.
Jones has enough solar panels to essentially zero out his utility bill. During the sunny part of the day, he sells electricity his house can't use back to Xcel. Jones makes enough to pay for the electricity he gets from Xcel at night when it's too dark for the panels to work. He says this arrangement is
one of the cornerstones in the foundation upon which the solar market in the United States has been built.
But Xcel now thinks it could be paying people like Blake Jones too much. Xcel is telling state regulators customers without solar panels could be unfairly subsidizing his use of the electric grid. If Xcel ends up reducing the payments for power, Jones says many solar customers will decide the upfront investment isn't worth it.
This is a pretty serious threat to the future of Colorado's solar market.
Xcel says that's a typical exaggeration. Karen Hyde, a vice president with the utility, says solar companies made the same argument when Xcel slashed rebates for solar panel installations a couple years ago.
The industry, each time they say that we are hostile and killing the industry, but in fact, they've relooked at their business plans and have been able to thrive through those changes.
She says that's because the cost of solar is falling, making it attractive for many more homes and businesses to install panels. So she argues it's now fair for Xcel to reevaluate what it pays customers for their solar power.
And now this is kind of the last big piece of incentive, and it seems reasonable if you project that you're going to have that much solar installed that the cost will continue to come down, and really is that incentive warranted?
Environmental groups say the problem is Xcel has no incentive to see rooftop solar succeed. Annie LePay is with the Vote Solar Initiative.
So having their customers have the ability to harness free sunshine through a technology that is becoming more and more affordable really is a threat to their old way of doing business.
Solar makes up less than 1% of all the power on the company's grid. Just 15,000 rooftops have panels. LePay thinks that Xcel is doing its best to make sure that number stays small.
So they have lots of levers to slow the growth of solar, and in fact, we're seeing Xcel use many of these levers.
Now state regulators must weigh in on whether the utility's solar power payments are too generous. Blake Jones with Namaste Solar says the eventual ruling could determine the future of his business.
You know, I think this is where we as Coloradans need to decide what's most important to us, what do we want? Because what's best for Xcel Energy isn't necessarily what's best for Colorado.
Xcel says if regulators don't agree to review its solar pricing, it will ask the state to restrict the number of new solar installations it allows onto the grid next year. The solar industry calls that extortion. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.